Now, the next bit may well be the hardest part of the walk, and for so many different reasons, mainly as it's a heck of a slog up this path. So in a moment, I'm going to leave you to get up the hill. But here's what you'll be walking on. The next stretch is widely known as Rooley Moor Road, or the Yellowbrick Road, as it's sometimes called round here. To be honest, historically, it was originally Shaw Moor, going back to the Middle Ages, but was renamed Rooley, or Rowley Moor, after a certain Mr. Rowley, or Rooley, who settled in these parts. The road you're about to walk upon was originally Catley Lane, the Wool Road to Whalley Abbey, and the Drover's Road to Market throughout the Middle Ages. Wool was power back then, but then cotton became king, and Lancashire became cotton central. A veritable northern powerhouse in textile terms before the phrase had even been invented. And things would have stayed that way, no doubt, if the Americans hadn't fallen out with each other and started a civil war that had far-reaching effects. The Union blockade of Confederate ports led to a shortage of raw cotton. This led to the cotton famine in England, with mills on short hours and workers on little or no wages. The Public Works Act of 1863 allowed local governments to create work projects for the public good, and the road over Rooley Moor was one such project. Mill workers from the area were offered poor relief, a sort of working tax credit to break rocks and surface the road over the moor. The road is just under 2,000 yards long and contains over 20,000 rows of cobbles, all mined and laid by hand, and claims to be one of the highest roads in England. The cotton famine caused great hardship here in Lancashire, but despite this, the Lancashire mill workers came down firmly on the side of the Union and backed the abolition of slavery. Each cobble, therefore, probably had some personal significance for every man and boy who worked on that road during those desperate times. It stands today a shining symbol of spirit in adversity and remains a popular spot for walkers, runners, ornithologists and horse riders. This is Rooley Moor Road. Enjoy it. Oh, and if you want to have a minute to catch your breath at the top, please do. There's no shame in it. Lots of folks have a breather at the top of Rooley Moor Road.